explain that occasion. Huh? What's going on?
Most blessing. I started in the room.
But why are you not here? Yeah. How often do I have to say that? Huh? How often? Huh? How often do I have to say that? Huh? I'm not in the mood. Huh? I mean, you can't wait for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Just sit there. You need to talk down there. And then somebody gives alarm. What kind of attitude is this? Huh? And it's not the first time I talk about it. Hmm? จะทำงานกันกับหลวงปู่อินไหมฮะแปลว่าไม่เคารพนับถืออาจารย์ฮะแปลว่าอาจารย์ไม่ต้องอยู่ที่นี่ฮะไปหาอาจารย์อื่นทุกคนน่ารักอาจารย์ you know that you really respect yeahWhy are the Mitchies in the park house there? Huh? What kind of attitude is this? Huh? What is that? I don't understand it. Everything on the last minute, on the last second. Yeah? We can't wait. You know, that actually shows you, you know, the state of your chitta. Huh? Completely restless.Instead of using the time here, yeah, before I come, yeah, sit down 10 minutes before 5 and sit down and practice. No, instead of, you know, practicing, you know, the wait down there, you know, and talk and talk and talk. Meditation, yeah, or practice is our work. Hmm?It's our number one priority. That's why we ordained, yeah? I don't know why you ordained. Maybe because of this nice kind of life that we don't have to work, that we don't have to worry about all these things, you know, that are going on in the world, yeah? Maybe that was the reason. But actually our reason to ordain should be, you know, to find the path out of dukkha, huh?Or out of samsara, or what I call it, you know, the hamster wheel. Running, 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 not going anywhere. We are born and then we die, we are born and then we die, we are born and we die. Sometimes we are born as a human being, sometimes as an animal. We are not born in the other realms, in the other, what is it, 29 realms? We just appear and disappear, appear and disappear, born and die, appear and disappear. That's what you like? Yeah? Then you don't need to ordain as a monk. Put a little bit more effort in your practice, yeah? And get your priorities straight. Hmm?Our priority is, yeah, I mean, from the moment we wake up, yeah, till the moment we go to sleep, is to be with our Buddha or with the object of investigation. That is our work, yeah. No matter if we walk chankram, no matter if we sit, or no matter if we stand, yeah. We should always be, even when we do, you know, when we sleep, we should be with the Buddha, or we should be with our breath, or we should be with the object of investigation, and not let the mind go out. Otherwise, how can we ever attain samadhi? Huh? How can we ever see that there is actually, you know, within our abilities, there is a state of mind where we are free of dukkha? How can we see that if we don't practice? If we constantly get distracted by this or distracted by that, worried about this, worried about that. Yeah? Get your priorities straight. Stay, determine the moment you wake up, determine I want to stay with the Buddha. Or I want to, stay with the breath. Or I want to stay with my object of investigation. And after 3 or 4 hours, change your object, object of investigation, or change your object of samatha, or calm meditation. Don't go into these thoughts. As much as you think they are entertainment, they are distraction. People are afraid. And that's something we need to understand. We are Buddhists, We are born, And sooner or later we will die. And this is something that we really have to get drive into our heart, This point, we have to get this point really clear. We are born, sooner or later we will die. And that has nothing to do with what this person say or that person said, what the doctor said, or what the WHO say or what the CDC say. We are not dying because of COVID. We are not dying because of of cancer. We are not dying because of heart attack, or lung disease or whatever. We are dying only because of one reason. And this is something that we really have to drive down, we have to drive home, And one time is not enough, twice is not enough, 3 times is not enough. We really have to listen to that more often. We are dying because of our karma is exhausted, It has expired. We have expired. And this is the only reason why we die. We are born because of our karma. We are born as a human being because of our karma. And then we have a certain amount of time, for our development or, for most people, for their entertainment. And after the time has run out, we are going to die. Is that so difficult to understand? The fear of death, if we are really afraid of death, or if you're really afraid of death, then the only solution to this is you shouldn't be born. If we find the way to the deathless, we are not dying anymore. This fear and this fear mongering that is all over the world, And that's why this panic is created, Panic is always created because of fear. You're afraid of something, And the people say, yes, you will die, you will die, you will die. Of course we will die. There's no question to it. When we are born, we will die. So how can somebody make us afraid of that? We should really trust in the teaching of the Lord Buddha. He said, somebody who has in his last life not harmed any living being will have a long life, no matter what, No matter what the situation, maybe he's in war times, but he will survive. Maybe he's even in the Black Death, not all people died in the period of the Black Death, Or not all people died when the Spanish flu was there. Not all people died in the First World War or Second World War. Some people died, Because their karma was exhausted. Because they expired. That's it. That's the only reason why we die. Because our karma is exhausted. And we have to drive this point home. Every time. And for this life, you know, I mean, we have to be very careful of creating good karma so that in the next life we have a longer life. So that we don't harm other people. And then that we don't go against the five precepts. The five precepts are very important. Because if we don't keep the five precepts, we lose our right to become a human being again. This is something, you know, as Buddhists, we really should understand that, you know. I mean, there is no need for this fear. Because when we are afraid, you know, we do actually the wrong things. We go the wrong path. We can't think clearly. We can't assess the situation. What is going on? Was it yesterday? The doctor came. What are the people dying of? This disease, that disease. Maybe Parkinson. Maybe heart attack. Maybe cancer. Maybe pneumonia. Maybe flu. Maybe COVID. I mean, there are so many reasons why we can die. Multiple organ failures or something like that. Or we can die in a car crash, or we can die in an airplane crash, or we can die, shot to death, and so on, and so on. Or hit by a bomb, or hit by a drone strike, and so on. We can die a lot of things. But we should not be afraid of death. Because, you know, with birth comes death. And that is something, you know, this is something that we really have to understand. And we only will die, you know, when our karma is exhausted. We won't die before. So why should we be afraid? And even if we die, then we will reappear in another realm. For most of the people, you know, who are really afraid of death, you know, they have a lot of done a lot of bad things in their life. That's why they are afraid. They have not kept the precepts. They have not kept the five precepts. Not harming any living being, the first one. Not taking what is not given, the second one. No sexual misconduct, the third one. No lies, no harsh speech, and that hurts other people, the fourth one. No alcohol, no drugs, it's the fifth one. If we do not keep these five precepts, then, of course, we will go down. We will go down either in the animal realm or ghost realms, or most of us will go down to the hell realm. And this is something that, this is the law, you know, this is the law of the universe, and we should start to believe it. And we should start from today on, you know, I mean, keep the five precepts so that sooner or later, once our karma in hell has expired, because it expires there as well. It is exhausted. We will go for a certain time, you know, to hell, and then the karma that brings us to hell, you know, will be exhausted, and then we come back. We come back as a ghost, and then we come back as a human being. And then we can do enough good and bad karma, you know, to spend the next 100 or next 1,000 years, you know, of our life in heaven or hell. And that depends on our action. And this is something that we should make ourselves clear. When we are born as a human being, and there are only two realms, you know, where we are born, where we need to educate this body, and where we slowly die, we are not just appearing and disappearing, we are born and we will die. And so it is quite a difficult realm for us. The human realm and the animal realm. That's where beings are born and then they will die. In the other realms, in the 29 other realms, the people just appear and disappear. So there is no death and there is no birth. It is only in the human realm. And if we are worried about what comes next, you know, I mean, we shouldn't worry. I mean, if we are good people, you know, if we have lots of good karma, I mean, these people normally don't worry about that. It will come, you know, and they will normally go to a good destination. But people who have done a lot of evil, you know, of course will go to a bad destination. And the closer the death comes, you know, the more they are afraid. But we should really rely, you know, on on this saying, yeah, don't do unto others what you don't want to do and others to do unto you. For whatever happening right now is what we have done unto others. Yeah? Get it straight. Hmm? So, I mean, whenever before you open your mouth, yeah, yeah, ask yourself, do you want to hear that what you have to say to others? Yeah? Whenever you do something, you know, think about it or reflect about it, you know, is that something that you want other people to do unto you? Yeah? And that is that. Yeah, but we need sati. Yeah? And sati is not, you know, it's not there most of the time. We don't have this sati. We don't have this power of reflection. We don't actually have this. Yeah? This is what you call a human being. A human being, a wise human being, homo sapiens. Yeah, a wise human. Yeah, that reflects about what he is doing. He knows what he is doing, yeah, and he reflects about what he is doing, and he evaluates the outcome of his doing. That's what is called a homo sapiens. But we are just robots, yeah? Robots, yeah, driven by fear, driven by this, driven by that, driven by greed, driven by hate, yeah? That's not a human being. So reflect about karma. Yeah? Karma. Yeah? Whatever we sow, that is what we reap. The short sow. Yeah? And whatever we reap, is that what we have sown? Yeah? I mean, this is something. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha also said, you know, we should reflect about death daily. Daily reflect about death. Yeah? It's a transition. Just like a transition, just like we go to sleep. We don't know if we wake up, yeah, in what kind of state we wake up. Maybe we wake up as a ghost, you know, or maybe we wake up as a deva, or maybe we wake up in the haram. We don't know when we go to sleep. Yeah? Every day is a new day, yeah. Actually, when we are born again, you can say that. So what to be afraid of death? It's a transition from one state of existence to another state of existence. But of course, if people don't believe into the next life, yeah, or into rebirth, then they have big troubles, yeah. Then they think this is their only life, yeah, and they need to do the, you know, to get the utmost excitement out of this life, yeah? Not considering other people, just considering themselves, just seeing themselves as the primary object. Their own self-satisfaction. And that's where everything goes from. We should reflect about it. We are human beings. Yeah? We are all beings. Yeah? And we all belong together. And we should not harm each other. And we should not take things that are not given. And especially, you know, we should be faithful to the people that we are married or have a friendship with. Yeah? And we shouldn't tell lies. Yeah? And we shouldn't drink alcohol or take intoxicants that alter the state of mind, and we are not anymore mindful. Yeah? These are the five precepts. Yeah? We should keep them. Once we keep them, what should we be afraid of? Huh? Even if we die, then we come back as a human being. The minimum, yeah? But if we want to find the way out, if we want to find the way to the deathless, yeah? then we have to go the fourth noble truth. Yeah? The first noble truth is that of dukkha. Yeah? Dukkha. There is dukkha. Yeah? Every one of us has dukkha. There's bodily dukkha. Yeah? Yeah? We don't even notice this bodily dukkha. Because, I mean, we instantly, you know, change things, you know, when we wake up, yeah? We have this dukkha, you know, because we don't want to get up. Yeah? We are hungry, we have this dukkha of hunger, yeah, and we instantly eat something. Yeah? We are thirsty, we instantly drink something. It's all dukkha. Yeah? When we are tired, you know, we go to sleep. Yeah? That's what we know, I mean, but we are so accustomed to it, so we don't even notice this kind of dukkha. This is just the bodily dukkha. The mental dukkha is much harder. If somebody says something that we don't like to hear, you know, this is really hurting us. Yeah? If people, you know, scolding us, that is really hurting us. It's hurting our ego. If we want something, you know, and we don't get something, there's lots of dukkha. Yeah? If we want to get rid of something and we can't get rid of it, it's lots of dukkha. Yeah? So, this is the mental dukkha. Yeah? And the second noble truth tells us why there is dukkha. Why do we have dukkha? Because we want. We constantly desire something. And every one of us, you know, when the moment he comes out of samadhi, you know, he notices, you know, he wants this or he wants that, he wants to do this, he wants to move or he doesn't want to move, he wants to drink or doesn't want to drink, and he wants to see this person or he doesn't want to see this person, and constantly. Wanting or not wanting, that creates a dukkha. Yeah? Wanting to be, or even some people don't want to be, yeah? They want to disappear. Yeah? This is all dukkha. Yeah? And if you don't understand this truth, yeah? This truth of dukkha, you know, really, really deeply, yeah? Then we don't look for a way out, yeah? Out of this dukkha. Yeah? The third noble truth just tells us, you know, there is an end of dukkha. And the fourth noble truth is that why we are here and practicing. Practicing, you know, the fourth noble truth of sila, yeah? I just explained it, the five precepts, I explained it actually twice, yeah? Just to drive the point home, yeah? The precepts, yeah? And then samadhi. And samadhi is that where we have most of our difficulties because the mind doesn't want to stop thinking. Yeah? And we have to stop thinking, one way or the other. And in order to stop thinking, in order not to let, you know, the memories coming up that constantly disturb us, just like the thoughts, we have to use a sort of mantra, yeah? We have to use either, you know, the mental repetition of the word Buddha or the attention on the breath, knowing that the breath is going in, knowing that the breath is going out, yeah? Knowing that the breath is deep, knowing that the breath is shallow. That is what we have to know. We are constantly, when the mind goes out, we constantly have to return back, yeah? And that's where we have to put our effort in returning the mind back to the Buddha. And we don't want that because, I mean, it's so tedious, yeah? And that's where we fail. That's where we fail to enter samadhi. Otherwise, it would be very easy to enter samadhi. We just are with the Buddha, 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 and then enter samadhi, yeah? But, yeah, I mean, these constantly thoughts that are thrown into, you know, just like somebody, you know, when we're running along a path, you know, I mean, somebody constantly throws us sticks so that we stumble, yeah? And the one who throws us these sticks, you know, between our legs, you know, for us to stumble, are the kilesas who bring up these thoughts and bring up these memories. So we have to quell it, you know, we have to find some effort, or develop some effort and some persistence, you know, in staying with the Buddha. And we determine that in the beginning, in the moment, you know, we wake up, yeah? So, today, yeah, is the day of sati. Yeah? Today is the day where I want to stay with the Buddha, or with the breath, or with an object of investigation. That's what I determine, yeah, and then I stick to it. And whenever a thought comes in, oh, no, don't, yeah, not interested, you know, I go back to the Buddha, or go back to the breath, or go back to the object of investigation. That's how we can make our mind calm. And when the mind is calm, when there is no more thoughts and there is no more memories coming up, then we are happy, yeah? Or we are peaceful, or we are at peace, or we are just still, or whatever you call it, yeah? But there is no future and there is no past. There is just this present moment. And there is no wanting. And that's where we see the second noble truth very clearly. The moment we want something, you know, that's where the dukkha comes in. And then in this state of samadhi, we don't want anything. Please do understand this. Yeah? And please, yeah, do understand also, you know, about death. Death is in the moment we are born, you know, death is always, yeah, awaiting us. Yeah? Isn't there a book, you know, called Death Always Awaiting Us? Yeah? We just don't know when it comes. Hmm? And then the third thing, you know, that actually, you know, gets rid of the kilesas is the investigation. Is the investigation of the things that we long for, yeah? Or that we attach to. Or that we think that are me or mine or us, yeah? And that is the body, yeah? That is thoughts, yeah? Memories, yeah, these are the feelings, you know, and it is consciousness. These are the things that we believe, yeah. And when we look at how we define ourselves, it is all within the realms of these five khandhas. So we have to investigate them, see them for anicca, anatta, dukkha. See them for impermanent. Whatever arises will cease. If a thought comes, you know, it will cease. Eh? If a memory comes, it will cease. If a feeling comes up, you know, it will cease. They all come and cease, yeah? It has nothing to do with us. This is something we should really understand, and we should use these three principles. And then investigate the five khandhas, yeah? And together with these five, with these three principles, you know, or investigating for what they are really are. What is the body? You know, the first investigation, what is the body? And probably the first investigation we are doing is dukkha vedana. It's a painful feeling when we sit for a long time. When we sit for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, you know, then the pain is coming in. So we investigate what is pain. I talk often about it. So, are there any questions?